Hey mama, so you may have heard somebody tell you that what you put on your skin matters. Our skin is the largest organ on our body. It's porous and it's readily able to absorb all kinds of things. But did you know that what you use in your laundry absorbs into your skin? This means that any synthetic fragrances or chemicals hiding in your detergent, stain removers, scent enhancers, and dryer sheets can really wreak havoc throughout your entire body. But have no fear, Mama. I'm here to share with you five of my simple, non-toxic laundry solutions using essential oils. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to become a natural wellness insider so you too can get some of these recipes that I share throughout the episodes. Let's get started. Hey mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian and I'm so excited that you're here today. We're going to tackle some simple natural solutions for our laundry rooms. Last week we did bathrooms, the week before we did kitchens. This is arguably another smelly place in the home, or if you're a boy mom like me, it's absolutely another place of smells. So there are a plethora of chemicals that lurk in what we are using in our laundry rooms. There are all kinds of health effects that can occur from being exposed to the chemicals in fabric softeners, fabric sheets, dryer sheets. It can be your laundry detergents, your stain removers, or even the plugins that you have to make your laundry room smell more fresh. I don't know about you, but I love the smell of fresh linen, and I'm so glad that I have found natural ways that you can achieve the same clean scent. Let's start with scent boosters, or scented anything really. Fragrance, as you've probably heard me say on here, is just another loophole for companies to get around putting in chemicals that they don't have to disclose to you because the fragrance may be proprietary, as it is with perfume that we wear or cologne that we wear. I could do a whole episode on fragrance. But scent boosters have become super popular within the last decade, and a lot of really name brand laundry individuals offer scent boosters. But let me be honest here and speak some truth into this, ladies. It's really just masking the scent. If there's still a dirty smell in your laundry, it's because it's not getting cleaned. And in fact, a lot of laundry detergents are mainly water, and so they're not really as effective as we think. And so with this, we oftentimes want our clothes to smell fresh, and we mask the bacteria that are still on our clothes by using scent boosters, things of that sort. The increased concentration of fragrances and fragrances associated with different detergents inside our air can cause really adverse respiratory and systemic effects on our bodies. These type of effects can include headaches, asthma attacks, breathing difficulties, cardiovascular and neurological problems, forgive me, mucosal irritation, and even contact dermatitis, as well as distress throughout our bodies. How does this happen? Well, as I mentioned before, our skin is the largest organ in our body and it's porous and it is created to absorb and also protect. But when we are constantly smothering our skin, really. When we put on our clothes, we're smothering it in these chemicals that we use in our laundry products, including scent boosters. So, ladies, cut it out. If you're looking for an alternative, you can actually add essential oils directly into your laundry. In fact, a lot of people will use essential oils such as lavender, or there's an invigorating blend that I really love that smells like orange dreamsicle that you can add to your laundry as well. And you just put it in the fabric softener spot or even the bleach spot if that's not something that you use. And that can help freshen up your laundry and that scent there. All right, let's move on to laundry detergent. I know I've already spoken a lot about this, but you need to ditch and switch your laundry detergent. Fragrance, for one, is a main reason why you should look at your laundry detergent and what the ingredients are in there, but even Free and Clear laundry detergent contains chemical ingredients that cause concern for our respiratory health, skin irritations, hormone and endocrine disruptions as well. So in our weekly newsletter, if you want to sign up below, I'm going to include a laundry detergent DIY that I found. The company that I use offers a whole library of DIYs, even though you can buy readily made versions. And so if you're like me and you don't necessarily have time to make everything, even though it is definitely cost saving in making it, but you just need the alternative that's quick and easy, my company also makes laundry pods. And ladies, let me tell you about these laundry pods. So my husband and I love to exercise. We really enjoy going to the gym. My husband decompresses at the gym, and he likes to wear leggings underneath his shorts. And we've been married now for over 10 years, and I have not been able to find a laundry detergent that got the crotch of these leggings smelling truly clean. Now, it's not that my husband's a dirty person. He's not. But just you go to the gym and you sweat in that area, it's going to be hard to get clean. Enter these new laundry pods. They came out a couple years ago. They were released. And for the first time in 10 years, ladies, we had a clean crotch of the pants, I should say. Clean crotch of the pants, okay? And so much so that I remember taking these out of the laundry, out of the dryer, and shoving it in my husband's face and say, here, smell this. Look, what does it smell like? He said, oh, well, it smells clean. I said, yes, for the first time in 10 years, we had used other brands, other natural brands, detergents, but this one in particular really packs a powerful punch. So I'll include a link below if you're interested in taking a look of those. The next ditch and switch that you can do in your laundry room that you may not even really think about, like a lot of people will think about laundry detergents and fragrance boosters and things of that sort, but are stain removers. Some ingredients found in stain removers actually are made to remove rust stains and can cause severe chemical burns with even deep tissue destruction that may not be evident until several hours after prolonged contact with that stain remover. And this is from the CDC. Harmful effects of certain chemicals within common stain removers can include severe liver damage, acute renal failure, anemia, and disseminated intravascular coagulation. That's a really big science term, but I know that it has to do with coagulation as blood vasculars, our veins, could be heart-related, right? This comes from the Occupational and Environmental Medicine Journal in an article that I was reading. So you can switch and ditch stain removers so easily. One simple way that you can do that is with baking soda, dish soap, and hydrogen peroxide. You mix them together until they're a little bit thicker. You want to use a container that maybe has a flip top because it's going to be thick. It's not something that's going to come out of a spray or anything like that. Or again, if you're looking for a more simple, pre-made, and readily solution, my company also has a pre-made cleaner concentrate. Now, this is a cleaner that I ditch and switch for our entire house. I use it in our bathroom, in our kitchen. I use it on the floor to clean up pet messes or kid messes or anybody messes, really. But this is one that you can use and just spray on your laundry and let it soak in between loads, right? You maybe want to wait in between loads to give it some time to work into the material, but it is phenomenal. It is so easy to use. Next up, dryer sheets and fabric softeners. Ladies, you have got to ditch the fabric softeners. Let me just read to you some of the health effects that can be acquired from being exposed to the chemicals and fabric softeners and dryer sheets. They include asthma, eczema, headaches, vomiting, pancreatic cancer, central nervous system disorders, irritation to skin, mucous membranes, and respiratory tracts, nausea, dizziness, and blood pressure irregularities. Even if you don't feel those chemicals used immediately, they can affect you gradually over time and build up in your system. And children whose systems are still developing are particularly at risk for those effects. So there's no reason that we need to expose ourselves to these things when there are natural alternatives. If you go to my show notes, you'll be able to find the article that talks about, I think it's a really good discussion on what you should be aware of when it comes to fabric softeners and dryer sheets. I just cannot speak today, ladies. And this includes the free and clear dryer sheets. Just because it says free and clear doesn't mean it's really free and clear. Advertising is greenwashed so badly in the United States. I don't know about those of you in different countries, but just please pay close attention to whatever it is the ingredients are saying. And the switch for a fabric softener or a dryer sheet is so easy. Ladies, you can use wool dryer balls and essential oils. Done. Amazon, you can go there and get some organic wool dryer balls. You can use your favorite essential oils, and some of my favorites are the Refreshing Blend, a Cleaning Blend, an Invigorating Blend, and a Springtime Blend that we have. It just makes my clothes smell amazing. And if it doesn't smell enough for you, add more to the wool dryer ball. I will typically do one or two drops just to help my clothes smell fresher generally. Again, they don't smell bad. I just like a certain smell on them, just like the rest of us. It's okay. But if you want more smell, then add more than two drops. Add five drops of essential oil, whatever you want to do. There are also a ton of DIY fabric softener recipes and even laundry sponges where you can soak sponges in essential oils and then throw them in the dryer. Like it's incredible the amount of natural alternatives that exist. And they're so simple. So give it a shot. And let's not forget our last ditch and switch, which is our plug-ins, our wallflowers, the scented waxes that we use. Ladies, even if it says it's all natural, you cannot be sure where they're getting their fragrance from. Even if it's an essential oil, you need to make sure that that essential oil is pure, because if it's not, and it's actually synthetic or it's been adulterated or cut with something else, then you are not doing yourself any good. But it's so easy. Use a diffuser and some lemon essential oil. Lemon or citrus generally is great for cleansing your air. So not only does it smell light and fresh, but it smells cleansing. And then some of the blends I mentioned before for the dryer balls are also fantastic for diffusing in your laundry, just in your laundry room. And it's going to help make it a better experience, I think. I don't know. I'm excited to do laundry when I walk in there. And my laundry room is nothing to talk about, ladies. It is like a small closet that is off of our kitchen. And it also houses all of my husband's work stuff. So a little bit of help for uplift and energy, I will take. Absolutely. Ladies, I hope that these simple ditch and switches were a blessing to you, because it can be so easy to be misled by other companies, or even just things on the shelf that claim to be clean. But really what we're doing is we're building up toxicity in our bodies. And our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And they are loaned to us, ladies, while we are here on this earth. And we need to do what we can to take care of them for us, for our family. My company is running a really great promotion this month, along with plug-in motion sensor diffusers that you can do, just plug right into the wall. I have them in my bathrooms and my laundry room now, and if I had an outlet in my entryway, it would be there too. I'll post a link for those diffusers below as well. And if you're in the United States or Canada and you order in the month of March, you can qualify for some additional freebies using a code that I've already added to that specific link for the Citrus Forest Bundle. If you decide to use any of my links and you want some freebies, please let me know and I'll see if there is an available link for where you live. All right, ladies, let's go forth and be faithful in creating a safe space for our families. Until next time. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. I'll meet you back on Monday for another episode. Until next time.